This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The problem with a lot of ag tech tools these days is that they only offer partial solutions. A lot of these digital tools want to bolt on to existing equipment or hardware in order to perform a very narrow task. Lumo co-founder and CEO Devin Wright says he learned this quickly when starting his precision irrigation company.
I was like, oh, we'll do another controller. And he's like, if you do another controller, we're all dead. Like, we have to have the courage to go look at what's not working and build the entire thing that's not working to work. And that's going to require like saying to farmers, these valves that you have in the field don't do what you need them to do. And if you want to get the human out of it, you're not going to do that by Band-Aid bolting a bunch of stuff onto the existing infrastructure that was never designed for technology in the first place. We're going to have to be willing to do what Nest was willing to do, which was look at a Honeywell thermostat and say, this wasn't designed to do what the future expects of thermostats. It has to be IoT first, software first, has to have better sensors and better reactivity and better interfacing. And my co-founder, Henry, made that statement and made us stick to that. And that was a really smart idea.
Started in 2022, Lumo is already gaining traction with wine grape growers. I'm Tim Hamrich, and this has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Learn more at aginfo.net.